fingers to work. Have to get some WD-40. This is a song that the Lord gave me back a few years back. And I never like to say, folks say, did you write that? I said, no, because I wrote some and hid them right fast before anybody seen them. But when the Lord sends you something, it's a gift, and you realize that. And it comes so fast that you realize it didn't come from you. And it's just on the scriptures. Who do men say that I am? You know Jesus plainly am. Some said you were Elijah, or some prophet from the past. Well, I heard one say, maybe it's John the Baptist that's arisen from the dead. But who do you say that I am? Peter looked up and said, you're the Christ, prophesied Messiah, oh, the Son of the living God, the Lord and Master of my soul, that thudded forth on Aaron's rod. The great I am, and wonderful counselor, oh, that bright and morning star. That I agree, because that's who we know that you are. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but our Father from on high. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not stand by. So go and see that you tell no one, for my time is drawing near. And when it's done, then you can go tell the world, and you can shout these words in their ear. Well, he's the Christ, the prophesied Messiah, oh, the Son of the living God, the Lord and Master of my soul, that budded forth on Aaron's rod. The great I am, and wonderful counselor, oh, that bright and morning star. And Lord, I must say that I agree, because that's who we know that you are. The great I am, and wonderful counselor, oh, the bright and morning star. Lord, I must say I agree, because that's who we know that you are.
I'm going to bless you by not singing. You did. Hey, listen, it's so good to have each one here today, and I hope that you've had a tremendous, tremendous 4th of July. And we're going to speak on a subject today called God in America. And I know that many of y'all have went out and celebrated in various ways. And if my math is right, I believe that she is 243 years old, I believe, this year. And if my math is right, and how many of y'all are glad to be an American?
Amen.
How many of y'all are proud to be an American? Hey, listen, I told people all the time, I said, you know, I'm three times blessed. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, I've been saved by the blood of the Lamb. I've been born in America, and I was born in the South. I tell you, I don't know that it can get any better than that today, but we're going to talk about God in America. And the Bible has a lot to say about that. But when I think about the birthday of America, I think about my own birthday, because I happened to be born just a few years before America, on July the 1st instead of July the 4th, and we're about the same age. But I want you to realize this today. You know, one thing that most people realize as they get older is they have to go to the doctor most of the time, once a year around their birthday, to get a checkup. And the reason that you have to go get a checkup, because they won't give you medicine to you unless you do. You know, they blackmail you. These doctors blackmail you that make you come back. And so we're going to do a checkup on America today. And how many of y'all believe that we're sick in America? That we're hurting in America? And I believe that there's some things that as we do this checkup today that we can perform as a church today to make America great again. And I'm not making any kind of statements there whatsoever, but it is God that makes America great, and Him alone. Amen. And it's a belief in Jesus Christ and the Christian values that make America great. And I want you to think about that just for a moment. And the Bible has a lot to say about that. And I want to read just a little scripture and go to the Lord in prayer. The Bible said over there in Psalms chapter 19 in verse 17, it said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Amen. Well, that's serious stuff, ain't it? That the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. David's son Solomon wrote over there in Proverbs that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your blessed word today. We just ask, Lord, that you would empower your servant today, Father, with the Holy Spirit, Lord, and that you would speak through us the very message you'd have for your people to hear. And Father, we're so glad that you have given us a time that we can come as we salute the great nation that we live in and all those that came to preserve it, Lord. But we thank you most of all that you sent your only begotten Son. And Father, that we might believe upon him. And Father, that we might have everlasting life. That we might not never perish. And Father, we thank you so much for these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, when I think about the sadness that we realize today, when we talk about God in America, I want to think about the founders of America. How that they were courageous. They were men of convictions and men of commitment. And I think about their compulsion. Did you know that the founders of our community over there, that over 80-something percent of the signers of the Declaration held a degree in divinity? Are you with me on that? In other words, they were bona fide preachers. Amen. They were college-educated men of God who knew the Word of God long before the laws of man. Did you know that the turning of our century over there, that you could not get a law degree unless you had a divinity degree prior to a law degree? Like Harvard and those, they were not started out as law schools. They were started out as seminaries. They were men of conviction, and they were men of compulsion. And they chartered a history for us that included honesty and trust and integrity. And it cost them sweat, tears, and blood. that you and I enjoy today. God has truly blessed America. Lord's richest blessings. Land of great abundance. Great reward for your labor. Loyal relationship to our fellow friends. No wonder everybody wants to come to America. If I didn't live here, I'd be trying to move. Amen. No wonder that the world itself, that we are the envy of the entire world. Thank God for America. We fumbled the ball. Amen. Remember these words. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forget God. Listen, we departed from the fundamental truths of what it is to be an American. When I say we have followed out in a path over there to the point over there that we have forgot the fundamental truths about being American. What are they based upon? Christian values. Amen. Christian values. Listen. I read a story one time about an ancient city. And if you go back in the ancient times in the Bible over there, it said that all the great cities in the Old Testament, all of them had walls around them. In other words, that was what was the protection of those walls, and that was what provided a separation from the outside to the inside, was those great walls that were built around it. And the Bible says one of the most imperative persons of that time was the watchtowerman. Those that sat on the top of the wall and watched for the rest of the city. There's a story told about an ancient city over there that they had a watchman that stood over there, and though the city was doing commerce and they were doing busy and all these things over there, and this watchman saw the enemy coming, but he didn't bother nobody because he didn't want to disturb what was going on the inside. These barbarians came and they took that city and they erected a monument in that city and named that city for these words: we were destroyed because we kept silent. That is the message today. We will destroy ourselves if the people of God refuse to speak out. See, I'm going to tell you today that we're that watchman that's put up on the wall. And the thing about it is, my friend, the pulpits of America have got so weak today, and the pulpits of America have got so melancholy today over there that they preach against nothing. They preach against nothing. Sin is not mentioned. Sin is not delivered over there. But I'm telling you, we are a sin-sick nation today. We are a nation today over there that the wicked shall be turned into hell and every nation that forget God. And the fact that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I watched a wonderful thing today. I now think the lady's name was Amy Johnson. Used to be the head of the Planned Parenthood. Now she is the greatest advocate out there right now trying to fight against abortion. Listen, I'm going to tell you about the sin of abortion just for a moment. I won't spend too much time. You know, one thing that is so clear in the fact that the sin of abortion is a sin directed at God Himself, because we are made into the likeness and the creation of our Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of times you might say, well, the reason that people have abortion is it's an unwanted pregnancy. There is no such thing as an unwanted pregnancy. God loves them all the same. I want to tell you that's a defining thing over there, that it's only a human as long as somebody wants it. Amen. It only becomes human if somebody wants it. And I'm going to tell you, this is a damnable sin of America today. Amen. We have an opportunity to get this thing right. Roe versus Wade, which was in 1974 over there. And since Roe versus Wade over there, 60 million people have been murdered in the womb. And it don't bother me. Don't bother folks no more. We became desensitized as Americans over there to the sanctity of life, to the point over there that we've departed from the fundamental truth. And I want you to realize today that America is sick at 243 years old because of this damnable sin. You don't know what the antidote for abortion is? Fatherhood. We oftentimes will condemn the lady that had the abortion, but the man that caused the pregnancy is just as guilty. You say, what do we do about it? We stop it and love them that did it. Amen. Love them that did it. Young woman I saw testify this morning who had had two abortions, was getting ready to have a third, and God spoke to her heart over there, and she rejected that. Now she has two kids over there in the family, and everything's doing well. Why is that? It's because God forgives today. And God resets. And God makes amends. Hey, listen, if we have someone in today if you're guilty of murder today, you're guilty of abortion, I have good news for you today. God loves you. God will forgive you. And what an advocate you could be for that self-same cause. Everyone in here has a ministry of empathy. In other words, the things that we have gone through, the things that we have experienced, the things, listen, God uses those things to tell others. We talk about the well health of America. We fumble the ball because we got away from those fundamental truths. And listen, I tell you what, we disgrace the Lord's day in 2019. I remember a time in Hayesville, North Carolina. It wasn't a written law. It was not wrote down anywhere, but we had a blue law in the town of Hayesville. Now, what's a blue law? Well, I'm glad you asked. There was no commerce. There was no event. There was nothing that happened before 2 o'clock on Sunday, irregardless of what it was. Why is that? It's because it was the Lord's day. Can't get through town now for the bars opened up in Hayesville, North Carolina. Amen? You go over there and they have events over there, and they'll start it before church starts. And that's not just in Hayesville, North Carolina, that's across America. You know, the Bible said it is the Lord's day, therefore keep it holy.
Amen.
And we do it in the name of pleasure. Boys, I'm gonna really step on some toes. Go ahead and take your shoes off for a moment right there, just for a moment. Won't have to step too hard. You know a reason why that the Lord's Day ain't holy? A lot of time it's the church's fault. We go over there, and the first thing we do, we run down here and we growl because the restaurants are so full because we ain't got no place to go eat. Now, come on now. You call somebody to work Sunday. You call somebody to have to work that Sunday. Now, I thank God for these law enforcement folks that have to work. I thank God. Hey, if I've got a heart attack, I don't want them to call down there and the phone busy, amen, or I got to answer phone calls. We don't work on Sunday. I don't. Now, listen to that now just for a moment. We're sick in America because we have no respect for the Lord's Day. The Bible said keep the Sabbath holy. I remember growing up, and I had the grand opportunity to be around some old saintly people growing up. I was around some old folks over there that walked the walk and talked the talk. I don't guess there's nobody in this room that remembers Preacher York. My adopted grandfather. I remember Preacher York and Miss York over there that she would work all day on Saturday and she'd strive all day so that they would not have to do anything on Sunday that might be impaired as breaking the Lord's day. They took it serious. They were serious about their beliefs. Listen, when I think about the wealth health of America over there, and we think about the fumbling of the ball, I think about the deceit that we have, monitoring on the material instead of the spiritual. It's all about the money. In 2019, all about the money. That's in church today too, by the way. It's all about numbers. I made up a phrase for this many years ago because nobody else would be willing to do that. And I come up with a term many years ago because nobody else would do it. And I call it modernistic worship. It's all about numbers and all about money and all about these things over there. And it's never about him. It's about them. Listen, church today, America's sick because we have put our place in his place. And it's time for us to get out of his place and put him back upon the throne room of God today. I think about the freedoms of America. You know, one of the greatest freedoms is that I can preach the gospel unwavered in the great nation we live in. My friend, I see that changing. I see that coming about. I see a time over there, the Bible says in the last days they'll send magistrates after you. In other words, the law will come and get you for preaching the gospel. Lord, we got the sheriff in there, I ain't worried about it. But we can preach the gospel without fear. Very few places in the world today can we preach the gospel without fear. We can publish the truth without any kind of interface. Thank God, I'm an American today. Listen, Jesus Christ, being the hope of the world, has used the United States as that pulpit for 243 years. There's three reasons that America is great today. I believe, first of all, over there, there's not another nation that's done more to share the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world than America has. The world would go hungry today. The world could not feed itself if it was not for the farmers and friends and those in America and the fact that we feed the world today. But this right here, and make note of this, number three, and if it's ever been more important, it's more important in 2019 than it has ever been. We are the friend to Israel. We are the ally to God's chosen nation. And God honors that, and God blesses that, and He has given that to us. And if we ever let it slip away, God help America. Remember once again that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. There's foes in America today. You know, I grew up listening to some fine old preachers growing up, people like old Mase Jackson, people like G. Vernon McGee, people like J. Harold Smith. Great old men of God. And I remember listening to them years ago, and they talked about how that atheism and communism and all these things were going to bring America down. Listen, atheism is a foe to the capitalism of America, to the Constitution, to the court. Communism is a foe to the church and Christ and Christians. But I want you to realize today that the devil has connected all these forces and all these powers in America today. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a great battle in America. Hey, listen, there's never been a time in America where that we've been more polarized than we are now. In other words, half the people's against the other half. Amen. And when you have that division and you have that going on over there, unless God intervenes over there, America will fall. A house divided against itself cannot stand. No Indian chief put it better than I can today. He said, see that bird over there? The left wing and the right wing still belongs to the same bird. See, that's why we talk about the right wing and the left wing. It's the same bird. And that bird is America today. Listen, modernism is a foe. I tell you, it started eroding when you started seeing all them perversions come out. You said you misquoted that word. No, I didn't. Perversions of the Word of God. Thank you. I'll stay with my old King James Bible. Now, I don't know much, but my daddy taught me never ever drink out of the branch when it's just as easy to go to the spring. In other words, the further you get from the source, the more polluted it gets. The further you get away from the starting point, the more that man's influence has been in there. And we realize that one of the things that we find over there, this modernistic version of the Word of God. Not only did it start with that, it also started, let me tell you something about you virgins. If you use the New American Standard today, there is 37 times that I can show you in there that the blood has been taken out of it. Now, I happen to believe that there's no remission of sin except the shedding of blood. I happen to believe over there that all that I stand on and all that I believe and all that makes America great and all that makes up Charles Shelton today is based upon the blood of Jesus Christ and Him alone. So here we find modernism has messed with your Bible. They've taken the blood out and they've taken the blessed hope out. See, I happen to be looking for the blessed hope today. You say, well, what are you talking about? Well, what's the blessed hope? Well, I'm glad you ask. It does not matter to me one iota how I die. I don't care if I go by the clouds, and I don't care if I go by the clods, because I end up in the same place. Amen? See, what modern folks would have you believe, it don't really matter if you Hindu. It don't really matter whether you're Muslim. It don't really matter. Just as long as you believe something, because we're all in just different buses, but we're going to the same place. Nothing could be told from the depths of hell that's a greater lie than that. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men shall be saved other than through and by what Jesus Christ has done on Calvary's cross. Salvation is only available through Him and Him alone today. Don't you take away my blessed hope, my blood, my Bible. We got so many folks today that's unpatriotic. I quit watching the NFL, how about you? I quit watching NASCAR the first time I see one fall. Quit watching baseball. Why is that? It's destroying America. We were somewhere the other day, and I'm pretty bad to do stuff anyhow, and I kind of have to watch myself, but we was at a baseball game, and everybody was standing there, you know, the players were all lined up and they were doing the salute to the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance, and they were some old gal back there talking on her cell phone. She don't know how close she come from getting that cell phone tuck out. She just don't have no idea how close it come. If you don't love her, leave her. If you don't love her, leave her. We need to love her because of what she can be. I don't love America for what she is now. Amen. I'm ashamed of her. 60 million babies being born, then being killed. We let everything in the world come over there. But I know greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world today. I'm going to salute my flag, thank you. I'm going to bow my head, thank you. And I'm just glad that God is in America. Future of America. We're going to close with this. We have a great obligation, Latter-day Saints, in America. Did you ever wonder why America is not mentioned in prophecy? Nowhere in there is America mentioned in end-time prophecy. Well, there's only two possibilities for that. Number one is either we're not around, or number two, we're so insignificant that we're not a player. But we are not mentioned in the last days. It's serious business right here, folks. We have a choice today. And this is it. It's either revival or revolution. Are you with us? See, I think it's going to take God to put people back together. I believe it's going to take a common denominator through Jesus Christ to bring about a revival that will prevent revolution. And I know this is going out over there, all over the country over there, but I'm telling the great world today that it's either revival or revolution. It's either repent or perish. It's either return or regret. See, if we could turn back to the values that we were established on, and we could turn back to those things that were set forth to our forefathers, and we could return back to those things which made America what America is today, then we wouldn't have any regrets. Listen, I'm going to leave this with you. How many of y'all believe that righteousness exalts a nation? But sin is a reproach to any people. Listen, and I tell you this with all the greatest love that I know, it's either righteousness or removal. It's either righteousness or removal. God's plans will not be interrupted regardless of what we think or what we do. He is an infinite God. And I know that y'all just got through celebrating the birth of our nation. You better pray for it because it's sick and it's dying. The inmates are running the asylum. I believe it is our obligation as the body of Christ to lift her up in a great way. You know, we're in church all the time. We're real quick to raise our hands and praise the Lord and you know, just let's go back to abortion just for a moment. Sometimes we come to the altars and we might say a prayer like this, say, Lord, I want to pray that you'll stop abortion. Listen, there ain't nobody hates abortion more than the Lord does. You don't have to ask the Lord to stop abortion. He already wants to. What about if we would go over there and pray a prayer like this? Lord, let me see what you see. Break my heart to where your heart's broken. See, a lot of times we waste so much time in prayer, we think we're informing God about something that He already knows. You don't have to ask the Lord to stop abortion. He hates it more than you do. You don't have to ask the Lord to come in there and stop this or that or another over there. He hates it more than you. As a matter of fact, He hated it enough that He sent His only begotten Son. I'd like for the people of Moss Mill Church to bow your head and say, God, show me what you see. Open up my heart to what you feel today. And that would make a difference in the country in which we live in. I tell you, I dread life for my grandkids. I dread life for these young folks today over there. Hey, listen, I've about run my race. My work's almost finished. I hope I can say I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Therefore, it's laid up me a crown of righteousness, not only me, but all those that believe today. Would you pray? I believe that's the report on America today. She's sick. She's sick. We need to get an appointment with Dr. Jesus. We need to get a physical with the thrice holy God. Put her back to where that she stands tall again. But these politicians, everybody, you know, politicians are a dime a dozen. They make all kinds of claims. Once in a while, they'll actually come up and do something. Most of the time, not. But that's not the answer. This is the answer. Y'all come and play a song of invitation. Remember that prayer I said. God, let me see what you see. Let me feel what you feel. I believe too often we've prayed the wrong prayer sometimes, and we've asked the wrong questions. Would you be willing to do that as we sing? Turn to page 124. We're going to ask that you'd stand if you would. How many of y'all would come and just pray? Ask the Lord to bless America, bless you as an American. Let a change start with you. Would you come today? God spoke into your heart, would you please come and pray? Don't you be ashamed of God's throne today. God set it aside for those who would come. Will you come today? God spoke into your heart. Please pray. Ask God to take the blinders off. Open up your eyes that you may see. Will you come today?